This goes to Christina, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Hug, H-U-G, D like David, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-463-2249 regarding Peggy Barr, B like boy, A-R-R, date of birth May 29th of 1934. Dear Christina, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Ms. Barr with stage 3B to 4 chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, and hypertension. Her last visit was March 28th of this year. Since that time, on May 8th, she had a N, it's a capital N, capital S like Sam, capital T like Tom, capital E, M like Mary, capital I, of inferior and inferoceptal apical regions. She was transferred to Midland Hospital and was there from May 9th through the 14th of this year. She had a cardiac catheterization, but they were unable to place stents. Apparently, one artery was completely occluded, and the other was too small for stent placement. And they were high-grade two-vessel chronic total occlusions, it said. And the patient chose medical treatment for this problem rather than open-heart invasive procedure, which was also offered. But she felt at her age that she did not want to go through open-heart surgery. She's been doing well since discharge. She is on some new medications, Plavix 75 milligram daily, also metoprolol twice a day, Imdur 30 milligram daily. And she's doing well with no recurrence of chest pain. She has gained 6 pounds since her last visit. She reports that her lisinopril had been discontinued when she was hospitalized, and pravastatin was changed to Lipitor 80 milligram every other day. She denies chest pain or palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no incontinence, no edema or claudication symptoms. She does have dyspnea on exertion that is stable, actually, but none at rest. Medications, medication list is reviewed and was discussed previously. Physical examination, weight is 201 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm setting, large adult cuff is 152 over 60. Pulse is 66. Oxygen saturation, 95% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, and no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 4th of 2022. Creatinine, this was after the cardiac catheterization, is higher than it had previously been. Now it is 1.7. Estimated GFR is 29. Previous levels prior to the cardiac catheterization were 1.4, 1.43, and 1.56. Her electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.9, albumin 4.3, calcium is 8.6, hemoglobin 11.0 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B to 4, chronic kidney disease, slightly higher creatinine level, most likely secondary to her cardiac catheterization in May of this year. We need to recheck the level within 1 to 3 months. Actually, we'd like to recheck it in October again. To see, or in November, early November again, to be sure that the creatinine level is not increasing. She will follow a low-salt diet and will continue all of her routine medications. and she'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP, / Jose Fuente, MD.